I mentioned in a previous Travel Minute that I visited Cuba for the first time recently. I was fascinated by the place. I call it the island that time forgot. Here's one reason why. From America's number one travel radio show, this is your Arm World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. Maybe you've seen pictures of old American cars in Cuba. I always assumed there were maybe 100 of them meant to take tourists around Havana and lend themselves to Instagram posts. On the contrary, they're everywhere because Cuba has not been allowed to bring in any cars from the U.S. since 1962. So you'll see Studebakers, DeSotos, Pontiacs, and Oldsmobiles everywhere. The Cubans are experts at keeping these vintage models running. I rode in a pink 1953 Ford convertible powered by a 2002 Kia engine. And everyone picks up hitchhikers because there's only about 17 cars in Cuba for every 1,000 citizens. In the U.S., it's nearly 800 per 1,000 citizens. The Cuban peso is pretty much worthless everywhere in the world, including in Cuba. The U.S. dollar is king if you have them. Unless you're a political bigwig, it's generally a hard-luck life in Cuba. More travel info at armworldtravel.com.